Task 3. You will hear some extracts from a radio program. After each extract, write the option that best summarizes what you hear. You will hear the extracts just once. There are two headings you will not need. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the sentences. Extract 0.
Good evening. Tonight, going to the heart of power. That's our theme. We'll be talking to the visually impaired woman who spent a year working at the White House, monitoring its policies on disability.
In general, in society, disability is not necessarily well represented or accurately represented. If that is what an AI learns, then the information that it puts out at the back end is likely to have those same kinds of flaws, which means if you use an algorithm for employment testing, it may not take into account accommodations, which means somebody with a disability may score lower.
Extract number 1.
The BBC's taking a close look at artificial intelligence and how it affects our lives all week. And here on Tech Life, we've been speaking to someone who co-founded and later sold a world-leading AI company. Even if you've hardly ever heard of any AI firms, you'll probably know this one. It's called DeepMind, and its co-founder's name is Mustafa Suleiman. DeepMind, which now belongs to Google, made its name with a program called AlphaGo. It beat the top human player of the Chinese strategy game Go 4-1, prompting him to retire, declaring that there was an entity that couldn't be defeated.
Extract number 2.
How easy is it to make the artificial intelligence behind ChatGPT and Google's Bard go wrong? That was the challenge facing thousands of people at the annual DEF CON hacking convention in Las Vegas last weekend. They took part in a contest probing chatbots for misinformation, bias, and security flaws. NPR's Shannon Bond reports.
Ben Bowman has made a breakthrough. He persuaded a chatbot to reveal a credit card number that was supposed to be secret. He jumps up from his laptop to snap a photo of the current rankings in this contest to get artificial intelligence to go rogue.
This is my first time touching AI, and I just took first place on the leaderboard. I'm pretty excited.
Extract number 3.
Let's talk about autonomous vehicles, because in a future where all cars are autonomous, the combined power consumption of all the onboard computers, that's just the computers combined, that could be equivalent to all of today's data centres. And I said that slowly because it's quite a thing to get your head round, isn't it? Now, some are describing autonomous vehicles as effectively supercomputers or indeed data centres on wheels. The cars won't, of course, directly give off the emissions of today's petrol and diesel vehicles, and there'll be all kinds of benefits from them being self-driving. But the combined computing power consumption is set to be...
Extract number 4.
The company considered by many bicyclists to be the Tesla of e-bikes has gone bankrupt. VanMoof is a Dutch startup. Its bikes became famous for their sleek design, their ease of use through an app on your smartphone, and their hipster appeal. But the company lost money as their products often broke down. Now, NPR's Rob Schmitz reports from Amsterdam that the company's downfall has left customers stranded.
More than two-thirds of the population of Amsterdam commutes to work on two wheels. Some prefer to do it in style.
And I think one of the most things I really appreciate of the bike is having a boost button.
Extract number 5.
Threads, the latest social media site created by Facebook parent Meta, is only a few weeks old, and it already has tens of millions of users. It may become a major source of election information, but the company has yet to outline a plan to curb disinformation on the site. As NPR's Dara Kerr reports, that's got some voting rights groups worried.
2 days after Threads launched, the company got a letter from several voting rights groups.
What we're asking for here is a real plan, knowing that we're only a few months out from presidential primaries and that very soon the presidential election will be on our doorstep.
Extract number 6.
The ongoing Hollywood writers and actors strikes put a dent in Netflix's prospects. In the company's earnings report video, CEO Ted Sarandos said his company has been hard at work negotiating with the unions.
And we very much hoped to reach an agreement by now.
Both the WGA and SAG-AFTRA blame streamers like Netflix for the industry shifts that they say have led to diminishing wages and working conditions. Here's SAG-AFTRA president Fran Drescher speaking last week in Los Angeles.
The entire business model has been changed by streaming, digital, AI.
She says Hollywood's writers and actors need to stand up to the corporations.
Extract number 7.
The expansion of telehealth has meant patients can more easily reach their doctors, including over email or text. That's helped many patients, but doctors say it has overwhelmed their inboxes. In response, some health systems started charging patients who get clinical advice over messages. But NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports finding the right balance is tricky.
Reaching a doctor before the pandemic generally meant calling to schedule an in-person appointment. Then telehealth made it easier to contact doctors directly. AJ Holmgren is a healthcare information technology professor at the University of California, San Francisco.
This is the end of task 3 and the end of the listening test.